الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على ولا تخير من النوم ولا تخير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وقوم نوح من قبل إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين، والسماء بنيناها بأيد وإنا لموسعون، والأرض فرشناها فنعم الماهدون، ومن كل شيء خلقنا زوجين لعلكم تذكرون. ففروا إلى الله، إني لكم منه نذير. ولا تجعلوا مع الله إلها آخر، إني لكم منه نذير مبين. كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. أتواصوا به، بل هم قوم طاغون. فتول عنهم فما أنت بملوم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. فإن للذين ظلموا ذنوبا مثل ذنوب أصحابهم فلا يستعجلون. فويل للذين كفروا من يومهم الذي يوعدون. الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون، وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. الله. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى makes mention in the ayah teaching us the last status of ikhlas, where you reach this in every amal of yours become very sincere for sake of Allah, which is required from every mu'min, that every amal that we perform should be for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is also should reach the last stage. In other words, that there shouldn't be no ru'ya, there shouldn't be no show-off. So Allah makes mention, وَعْبُدَ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Rabb to such an extent that you reach the status where you have the conviction, where you are convinced that is my Rabb. There's something called حَقُّ الْيَقِينَ and something called عَيْنُ الْيَقِينَ. حَقُّ الْيَقِينَ is that it is truth, Allah is one, He has no partner, He has nobody that can be equal to Him, nobody opposing Him. He possesses all the power, absolutely 100%. Human being and jinn kind, He gave them 50% power, ikhtiyar, choice. Angels were not given choice, so they only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't disobey. But human being was given 50% option. So this is what we have been given. The rest of the thing in this world, beside human and jinn, rest of the thing all obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 100%. So this is called ilm al-yaqeen. We get this knowledge from the Quran and Hadith. Like if someone is cooking in the kitchen, like making a barbecue or something, so you get that smell. You haven't seen with your eyes, but you experience the smell from your neighborhood. So you would say that they may be having barbecue, or they may be cooking something, food or meat, etc. But once you arrive in that area, when you see with your own eyes, then this is called haqq, aynul yaqeen. Now you get you're convinced that you've seen with your own eyes now that meat has been cooked. So you know you get proper experience now. You even feel a little bit like, you know, you want to eat also that particular meat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to reach that level, but in between there is something called ru'ya. Riya, you know, in other language they call it riya. Riya means like show off. But muhaddithin makes mention, ala yakfika ru'yatullah. Isn't enough that Allah is watching you? Ala yakfika yasma Allah. When you say something, isn't enough that Allah is listening to you? When you're reading, when you're making dhikr, when you're praying the salah, then you're talking. And isn't it enough that Allah is listening to you? When you're doing some amal salihah, you might be giving charity, you might be helping somebody, you might be helping a widow, orphan, you know. So this particular action, shaitan comes and is trying to make you that, no, let people recognize you, let people know you. This is called ru'ya. So ru'ya means riya. The riya word has been taken from ru'ya, to be seen, to be heard, to be seen, to be heard. So the muhaddith writes, isn't enough Allah is looking at you, Allah is listening to you? So what happens is that when we do a'mal, and if there is ru'ya in it, if there is riya in it, there is show off in it, then that amal becomes useless, haba'am manthura, like there was nothing existing. Because Allah is a very pure personality and very independent. He wants our actions to be solely and only for Him. That's why Surah Ikhlas is called Surah of Sincerity. It reaches us the last status. Allahu Ahad, Allah is one. Allahu Samad, Allah is absolutely independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He doesn't have any family, nor children, nor parents. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, and there is nothing absolutely like Him, and He is one alone, unique. So now, amal which you do, action which you carry out, should be only for Him. Shaitan will keep on coming, that's why we recite, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and we also check our intentions, because إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, you know, actions are judged according to intention. If there was any riya in our amal, then on the day of judgment, definitely will be rejected. A person will be brought, hadith makes mention from Sahih al-Muslim, a man will come and he is a very good speaker. Used to give Friday lectures and other lectures, you know. So he will be brought and Allah will ask him, I give you talent, I give you knowledge, I give you life, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, I give you umr. So what did he do? So he will say, Allah, I was a preacher, I was a lecturer, I was a da'i maybe, I was doing a lot of work. So Allah said, لِيُقَالُ أَنَّكَ دَاعِي أَوْ لِيُقَالُ أَنَّكَ خَطِيب. What you have done is in order to be called that you are a speaker, you are a da'i, you are a whatever hadith makes mention. You must be known. This is what you have done. You didn't do for me. So it is mentioned in hadith that the malaika, when they will be ordered to throw him into Jahannam, they'll drag him from his face. Legs will be on top, head will be at the bottom. Even though he has done good, but inside his heart he always felt that people should praise me, people should know me, people should see that I'm a very good speaker. Although he was doing something for God, Allah, but yet he's thrown in Jahannam. It's not one category, but the other category is also, he was a rich man. He'll be also brought. And Allah will ask him, what have you done? He said, Allah, you gave me a lot of wealth. Obviously, Allah will ask, I gave you wealth. What? He said, Allah, I used to do a lot of khair. I used to build the masjid, maybe I used to build houses for people. And he spoke all whatever he did. Allah will say, يُقَالُ أَنَّكَ شَجِيعًا أَوْ غَنِي. You have done this in order to be known as you are the generous person. And generosity only belongs to Allah. I gave you something, you should have used it. Because there was no sincerity. Sincerity was missing. He was doing actions, but sincerity was missing behind that action. Then third person also will be Mujahid, is the one who fought in the path of Allah until he gave his life. Giving your life should be for sake of Allah, but yet his intention was not right. So he'll be also questioned. He say, Allah, I give life. He said, no. Your intention was that people should know that you are a very brave person. That's why you used to fight. And then you passed away or maybe you died. So these three categories will be thrown in Jahannam. But on the other hand, hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari makes mention that there are three other people who have done very small thing, minor thing. But yet they'll get salvation in the world. And akhirah is different. Salvation in the world, a woman gets who was like a whore, like a prostitute person. But he helped a dying dog with sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her salvation, gave her tawfiq to make tawbah, and obviously she became among the jannati people. Because she saw animal dying and he could not reach the well. So what she did, she took her scarf out and a shoe and somehow managed to get water and quench the dog there. Dog survived and Allah liked his action. As a result, Allah guided her and she became like a ta'iba and she went into Jannah. But on the other hand, there used to be a pious person. She performed all the salah, doing everything, but she would watch and dig people's fault and like this kind of things. She would see how many people are going here, how many people are going into this individual's house. And this resulted her going into Jahannam because of small sin and looking into people's fault. So what I'm saying about those three people, quickly fast forward, is that du'as are accepted and Allah accepts them. A person comes, hadith makes mention that three of them were stranded in a cave. It was raining, stormy weather. They were traveling, three friends. And all of a sudden, they said, let's take refuge in a cave. They went inside there. And when they went inside there, a stone fell on the exit. As a result, them could not come out. And such a huge stone from the mountain, it just slided. They tried to move, but they couldn't come out. And they said, there's nobody going to hear us. We are inside the cave. And the stone couldn't move. So they came up with the idea that we have done something with sincerity maybe in our life. Let's ask Allah through that action of sincerity that we have done, Allah will give us access. So one of them, he comes up and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, you granted me parents, because he got a lot of teaching in this hadith. He said, Allah, you granted me parents. They came to old age. It was my habit that when I would come back from, he was a shepherd, when I come back with my animals back to home, I would first take the milk out and first would feed my parents, thereafter I would feed my children. Always have been my habit. But one day it so happened that I was late. And by the time I arrived home, it became night and my parents were sleeping. So I took the milk and I waited. I said, they'll wake up. My children were crying, but I said, no, I'll feed the parents first. They're right, then children. But somehow they didn't wake up. And after that, my children slept also. When they woke up, the children were sleeping. So I fed my parents and then I went to children. They were sleeping. But this particular action though, looks smaller. I gave preference to my parents first because they were old. And I know my children also were small, but there's no parents come first. If you have liked my action, Ya Allah, and if this I've done first with sincerity, make an access for me from this difficulty. Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes mention that wind came a little bit and it moved a little bit of the door, but not sufficient for a person to come out. So the second person now started making dua. He said, Ya Allah, you have given me wealth. The wealth came because of effort and then from your karam and from your fadl. But there used to be a servant who used to work for me. And he worked for a couple of years. I saved his money. Then the day he wanted to leave, he told me that, keep my money as amana. I'll come back on a particular day and collect this money. So I said, I'll invest your money. So I invested his money into animal flock and whatever business I was doing, goat and camel and those kind of things. But his money was very blessed and his share grew up, multiplied. As a result of which, that he came after a couple of years and he asked me for a share, my money. So instead of giving his money, I told him, you can see on the side, whatever flock are here are all yours. So the man looked at me, started wondering. He said, all right. He took everything, but when he was going, he didn't even look back. He took all the property which belonged to him. I gave him, Ya Allah, for sake of yours. If you love my action, Ya Allah, if you like, make an excess. The hadith makes mention. Then it opened in a little bit extra, but no sufficient. The final one is the one which applies to everybody. Is that the person said that I had a cousin, and I liked that particular individual. It was a lady, girl. She was unmarried, and I always had desire for her. Then one day, she was desperate situation, vulnerability. Father passed away, was only mother. So she came and asked for borrowing money. I said, no, I can give you under one circumstance that you will have to like sleep with me. She said, but this is not permissible. It's not, you're not married to me. However, she came back on the next day and then she agreed to whatever I asked her, my condition. And I borrowed her money. But the day I went to her, she said, ittaqillah. Be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what you are doing is haram. He said, actually, hadith makes mention, I already took my pants off. And when she said like this, you know, I just moved back. And I put myself properly and walked out. After some days, she came back to give me money. I said, no, you keep the money. It's okay, all done. See, Allah, I abstained from such a major sin for your sake, Ya Allah. If this action had been accepted, Ya Allah, open the door, open the access for us. Hadith makes mention, then the door opened up sufficient for them to come out. So from this we learn that sincerity, when it's done, even if it's little bit, Allah makes access in this world and makes najat in hereafter. But if it is riya, show off, even if we give whole mosque, we give whole mountain of gold, but if it is for riya, Allah will not accept. Rich people are thrown in hellfire, speakers are thrown in hellfire, mujahid is thrown in hellfire. So we should learn that whenever do any a'mal salihah, if it is salah, if it is Quran, if it is charity, if it is helping somebody, immediately rectify your intention and make it is for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq of practicing, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.